Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
With the Jewish festivals coming up, it is always a concern around the safety of the community and just making sure that we aren't vulnerable. Javon Greenblatt is the Director of Operations at CSO Security. Very good morning. This must be quite an intense period for you as you plan the next couple of weeks.
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, definitely a very intense period, but fortunately we have a very robust organization and processes and procedures, and we've done this, you know, every year over and over a couple of times.
Javon, can I just ask you, are we on speaker there by any chance? Because it's quite echoey or tinny. I don't really know what that is. You sound like you're at the bottom of a drum.
Sorry, let me try that.
Is that better? That's so much better. Absolutely.
Okay,
brilliant. Right. So you were saying that there's been planning taking place?
Yes, so there's planning taking place, and it starts, well in advance. Obviously, our whole organization is geared towards events like this, and this is obviously one of the primary reasons why an organization like the CSO exists. Number one, obviously, to protect the community, but just as importantly, and probably even more importantly, to empower the community to protect itself and to teach them to take an element of personal responsibility for their own security. So we have systems in place. We're going to have many, many teams out on the ground protecting the shul, both from the CSO as well as from the individual shul themselves. And we also are going to be placing patrol vehicles out on the streets to respond to and deal with any incidents or issues that happen while people are walking to and from, and God forbid, at facilities. So there's going to be a huge operation, and we work very closely with the South African Police Services, so we do notify them of the upcoming events in the relevant times, as well as CAP and other local security companies that we work very closely with to ensure that there's a blanket of security surrounding the Jewish community. But once again, security companies, police, us can only do so much, and we really urge the community to take an element of personal responsibility. And together with us and the community, I believe that we will have a wonderful Yontov and everyone will have a phenomenal time.
Are there any concerns? I mean, we've had years where there have been specific threats. We've had years where globally we've been a little bit more worried about certain things. What does this year look like?
Well, when you look at the past couple of years, we have seen incidences and attacks against Jewish communities over the Chagim, and this is obviously a concern for us going into the future, particularly because of social media and the way these things spread and the chances of copycats trying to emulate the successes or the attempts by these evil people, even if it happened a year ago or 2 years ago. So this is definitely something that we are concerned about. We have seen globally the levels of anti-Semitism and blaming the Jews for various issues really has increased. And, we're not isolated from that in South Africa. And we live in a globally connected world, and social media and the internet has made it so much more dangerous for us. And that's why we really have to put these measures in place. Also, from a, once again, from a global point of view, there's been a lot of talk of a potential conflict between Hezbollah and the IDF in Israel. And whenever there's a conflict between Israel and its neighbors, whatever that conflict may be, the chances of that spilling over into diaspora Jewish communities and local haters, then using that as an opportunity to either verbally or rhetorically or physically attack community members becomes a heightened concern for us. Specific threat to South African Jewish community, no, we don't have anything on that. But it doesn't by any means mean that that isn't there. We do know that we have groups and individuals in South Africa that would really love to do harm to the Jewish community. And this is an ongoing thing, and this is not just South Africa, it's all over the world, but it does exist here. And we've got to be vigilant to that, and we have to work very, very hard to ensure that we are creating an environment where those individuals do not have the opportunity, where our gates are locked, where they cannot get into our shul, where they can't be standing outside waiting to do something without being noticed, and where the community is vigilant and reporting things through to us, and where they are also stepping up and standing duty at their shul, and offering their services. We don't need soldiers outside our shuls. We need vigilant community members, eyes and ears, and basic training. And we really are in a very good position then.
So what should a community member do if they see, because we always feel awkward. You know, we don't want to, you know, we're so polite as South Africans. Yeah. You know, we don't want to name and shame. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to be a bother either. So we don't want to, we're very uncomfortable with this as a general rule. What should we be doing?
You know, you got to think of the alternative. God forbid someone had a gut feel and they overrode that because they're too polite and something then happened. And every single attack around the world, we hear this thing, oh, we didn't think it would happen to us, or we saw this person, but we allowed them in because we thought, I'm sure it's okay. It's not just us that are polite, it's around the world. So I think the truth of the matter is we need to love our loved ones more than we do our politeness and not offending someone, or rather ask for forgiveness afterwards. And it doesn't mean that we have to be aggressive and we have to be, you know, arrogant. We can do this in a very, very friendly way. You can ask someone, you can speak to them with a smile. If you don't know someone, you can say, sorry, I can't let you in. But I think one of the biggest things, as I say, is to close gates and report any suspicious activity to the CSO, and the number is 086-18-0018. Even if you think that maybe it's not something, but it sits there as something uncomfortable, there is no call that we will consider unnecessary.
And I think that's important as well.
Yes.
I think that people need to hear that it isn't considered a bother if that person turns out to be just a strange-looking neighbor. That's
absolutely
okay. It's absolutely fine. You'd rather have a whole bunch of calls that, you know, that aren't problematic in the end than miss one that actually is.
That's it. And this is what our control room exists for. We upstaff it during a busy time like this. We have our vehicles on the road that can come and even question and help. But also, they're going to arrive late, so that doesn't hurt that the community members also go and say, hi, how are you doing? I'm so-and-so, what are you doing? Yeah, I haven't seen you before. They're very, very polite and acceptable
yes.
ways to question
yes.
someone.
And did you pack your own bags? Oh, no, that's something different, right?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly different, the
right,
same
sorry.
Concept.
Yeah. but it is that, and the reality is that we know our own community better than anybody else knows our own community.
Absolutely.
You know, if somebody walks in, we know whether that we get an immediate sense if that's somebody visiting a community or if that person doesn't actually quite fit into the community. And I think that's important. We need to go with that.
I think that is probably one of the most important points. It's a cultural thing. We just understand what belongs. And I know we like to outsource our security and our issues and our challenges to somebody else. But as much as it's important to have like maybe a paid security guard, it means nothing if you don't have a community member there that actually can get that sense and can kind of step forward and say, I don't like this. This doesn't fit in. This doesn't feel right. And then deal with it for that. So that is such an important point out.
Javon Greenblatt, Director of Operations at CSO Security, thank you for all the incredible work that you're doing and for keeping the community safe, not only during the high holidays, but all year round. It is 8:57.